Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears. I'm a spirit guide channeler and spiritual life and business mentor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from beautiful Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of June 26th, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. So when I sat down to review the energy for the week, I had one of those how did this happen moments when I realized that July starts on Friday. And we had a collective how the hell did this happen moment with the Roe versus Wade decision last week too. And this week is time to regroup. So on Tuesday the 28th, we have the first new moon of the summer. So new moons are about beginnings, and because this new moon is in Cancer, a cardinal sign, it means it's also more powerful than other new moons. Now, some of us may have gotten a little off track with our intentions for the summer and the rest of the year, and to get us back on track, or if you've stayed on track and you're ready to move full steam ahead, either way, we want to start off this new moon cycle with gratitude. So gratitude and appreciation are the highest vibes you can have. They are right up there with love. And the new moon blesses us with a clean slate for the next month. And we want to start this clean slate as positively as we can. So it's time to focus on one thing, gratitude. So take some time to make a list of everything that you're grateful for. So let's practice feeling grateful for what we have, for how far we've come, and then to prepare for greater things in our future. We got to get our energy straight before we continue with the summer. And if you're struggling with recognizing your accomplishments, you know, big and small, a good exercise for this new moon would be to write down everything that you're proud of and you're grateful for. And then look at this list for the next few days while this new moon's powers are so potent. This will reset your energy and help energize you for the next month. And this is especially important. It's especially important to reset our energy as we deal with Roe versus Wade. Yes, we're angry. We feel rage. We're shocked. We're sad. So let yourself feel all of that. And then let's reset our energy. So acting from a place of anger is not the most powerful place. Anger is not a stable energy, and we need to deal with this situation from the most powerful, stable place. So think of the times that you've been angry and acted on something. You know, we all say and do things we regret when we act from anger. We don't make good choices. We burn bridges. We're not coming from a powerful place when we're angry. So feel all the stuff. Give yourself time to feel that, and then reset your energy. Reset it to being committed, to being determined. Reset it to balanced, to powerful, and then we'll take action. Now, because this is the first lunar event of the summer, it carries this strong initiating energy. And this is setting a new foundation, and that's why it's so important to get your energy fucking straight before we set the new goals that will take us into fall. And we do that by refreshing our gratitude practice, by appreciating everything. So in general, Cancer moons are the time for self-reflective practices like meditation and journaling and doing rituals with your tarot cards or your crystals, even just carving out some time to connect with the important people in your life. So Cancer is the sign of home. So anything domestic will bring you a sense of comfort and security, like cooking your favorite meal, tending to your plant babies, or sprucing up your home. All these are fantastic ways to get grounded. And it's really important to stay grounded because this new moon is in Cancer and it's emotional and we may be feeling all the feels. And this new moon is also in a tight square, and a tight square is the most intense but also activating angle between two planets. And it's in a square with Jupiter, which is the planet of expansion and abundance. And because Jupiter makes everything bigger, this square will amplify and magnify whatever emotions are coming up for you. And Jupiter also tends to nudge us to hit the gas. Even when we're not quite ready or we're biting off more than we can chew, So because this assertive go-getter cardinal energy sets the tone of this new moon, you could be tempted to take action sooner versus later, and maybe sometimes before thinking things through, or even committing to more than you can realistically handle. So we want to do our best to go slow and be mindful of how we want to proceed. There's no need to rush to get things done. There's plenty of time. And that would be a good affirmation this week. There's plenty of time, because it may feel like summer is zooming by already when we get to July this week. Like, next Monday is the 4th of July. That's crazy to me. But remember, there's plenty of time. And that first week of July is always a sweet time. Sirius and the Sun meet up between the 3rd and the 7th of July each year. So Sirius is a star that's even brighter than the Sun. It's considered to be the sun of the sun. And the Sun is the illuminator of the physical world, while Sirius illuminates the spiritual world. And this is powerful energy, and it influences our planet on a fairly significant level. So when the Sun in Cancer and Sirius meet during the first week of July, a very powerful moment takes place to make huge changes within us. We'll have some big aha moments. So we want to take time to reflect, to get in touch with our emotions and ground ourselves. And once again, by doing things around our home and practicing gratitude. And we've all had the positive energy of the Sun last week during the solstice, and now we have the positive energy of Sirius this week. This is just really a very sweet spot of summer. So last week I had a Montana visitor here, and we had a magical time. I mean, things felt a little surreal, and we were totally in the flow of all this juicy energy. And all of us get another week of that vibe. It's a special time just to be alive right now. So if you do find yourself getting out of balance or overwhelmed by all the emotions this week, which is understandable, go back to gratitude. Make that gratitude list. Reread it. Call up someone and tell them how much you appreciate them. Take a beat and appreciate something about yourself, even if it's small. Appreciate that you made your bed this morning, or that you chose salad instead of fries, or that you took 10 minutes to listen to this podcast to reset your energy for the week. So overall, this new moon is one of the most positive of the summer, and it also stimulates deep feelings at both the conscious and subconscious levels. But because Jupiter is helping out and Venus is still in Gemini, it's considered a lucky time to start new projects, and we're going to have lots of opportunities come our way. All we need to do is practice gratitude, stay grounded, and remember that there's plenty of time. But there isn't plenty of time to take advantage of my summer sale. It ends on Monday, and right now everything is on sale. So this is the perfect time to stock up on packages or gift certificates. One super cool thing that has happened recently is I've become a gift, and quite a few coaches and financial people have started giving clients sessions with me as thank you gifts or birthday gifts. So I totally love being a gift. It's a gift being a gift. Anyway, this is the time to stock up on those and save some money. And I do have one more Montana spiritual retreat time left for the summer. So I will put a link to the sale in the show notes, or you can just go to abundology.com. So as always, thank you for listening and passing the podcast on to a friend you think might find value in it. I appreciate you spending 10 minutes with me every week. So have a great week, and I will talk to you again on the 3rd of July.